The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I readily admit that I'm not the brightest bulb in the candelabra. And those of you who know me best are probably going, oh boy, Bob, you sure are right about that. All right? I have never claimed to be particularly intelligent or above average, but I think I'm average in intelligence and in the use of common sense. And there is something about this Chinese balloon thing that just doesn't pass the smell test. It just I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. And as all of you know, I'm not into conspiracy theories, but I no longer trust our government. Listen to this headline from CNN just popped up on my computer. The American military had a domain awareness gap that allowed three other suspected Chinese spy balloons to transit the continental United States undetected under the Trump administration, a Pentagon general says. I have so many questions. Now, this revelation first came out from someone in the Biden administration that was trying to deflect blame off of Biden. Because a whole lot of people, and not just Republicans, a whole bunch of Democrats are going, why didn't you shoot this thing down before? Why in the world did you allow a spy balloon to go completely across the United States and you didn't shoot it down until it was finished doing what it was designed to do? Are you kidding? A lot of people are questioning the president, the Pentagon, our intelligence community. And in order to deflect off of Biden, someone in the Biden administration over the weekend said, well, it happened three times when Trump was president. It's no big deal. It happened to Trump, too. Well, immediately, Trump said, what? It didn't happen under my administration. There were no Chinese spy balloons over America. What are you talking about? And everyone in the intelligence community under Trump, when Trump was president, all of them came out over the weekend and said, that didn't happen. There weren't any Chinese spy balloons that went over America. And it would seem very clear that this was just to deflect away from Biden. Well, you think one was bad. They did it three times under Trump. And then Trump and everybody said, that never happened. And then the Pentagon came out and said, oh, well, yeah, it's true. There were three of them, but we didn't know it while Trump was president. Like I said, I'm not real bright, but if they didn't know it when it happened, and they didn't know it for 2 to 3 years, how did they discover it now? That's something that happened 2 to 3 years ago. They just now discovered now. If radar didn't pick it up, intelligence didn't pick it up, satellites didn't pick it up, how do we know now? And so everybody's going, what are you talking about? And so the Pentagon now says the military had a, and I'm quoting, a domain awareness gap. What is a domain awareness gap? The American military had a domain awareness gap that allowed three other suspected Chinese spy balloons to transit the continental United States undetected under the Trump administration. Okay, I have another question. How did we find out about this balloon? Because civilians in Montana looked up and said, whoa, look at that balloon. And they got out their telescopes and binoculars and said, whoa, there's something up there. And it's got all of this apparatus hanging under it. What is it? That's how we found out. Now, the president said, yeah, we knew about it all the time. Yeah, we knew about it even before it got to Alaska. Yeah, we knew about it. But we didn't find out about it until civilians. And it could be seen all across the country. There are hundreds of photographs of people with their binoculars and telescopes that had close-ups. Even cameras in their phones got it. You mean to tell me that three of those balloons crossed America and nobody saw them then? When Trump was president, three of them? And nobody saw it? It doesn't pass the smell test. It just doesn't. Do I know any of the inside details? Nope. Do I have contacts in the intelligence community? Nope. But I got a brain, and I use it occasionally. And this makes no sense whatsoever. It would seem that this is a diversion away from Biden, an attempt to protect him. Well, yeah, but see, we shot it down. When Trump was president, we didn't even know they came over until now. Now we know. Well, we didn't know when Trump was president. We didn't know when it happened, but now we know. Well, how'd you find out now when you didn't know then? It just defies any kind of common sense. It just does. And I'll leave it at that. The president is giving his State of the Union message tomorrow night. I can't wait. Well, actually, I can. No, I'll record it. I'm not going to watch it live. Joy and I have other plans, much more important than watching the State of the Union address. I'll record it and watch later. But the president is in big trouble politically. This is from ABC News. Anytime you see the mainstream media printing anything critical of Joe Biden, Headline, record numbers of people are worse off, a recipe for political discontent, according to latest poll. And again, this is ABC News. 4 in 10 Americans say they've gotten worse off financially since Joe Biden became president. The most in ABC News Washington Post polls dating back 37 years. 40% of Americans say, since Biden has been president, I'm worse off than before. That's an all-time record since they've been doing this poll for 37 years. 60% of Democrats say, we don't want Joe Biden to run again. 60% of Democrats say, nope, nope, this is enough. We don't want another 4 years of Joe Biden. By the way, this same poll was conducted when Trump was president. How many of you feel that you're worse off since Donald Trump has been president? Well, when that was asked today, 40% of Americans say, I am worse off than I was before. When Trump was president, only 13%. Only 13%. And by the way, that's across the board, Republicans, Democrats, all together. It's going to be interesting to see how the president spins his plummeting poll numbers about everything. He's not above water in any area. You won't know it by the speech tomorrow night, though. All right, we'll return, wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to leave this whole Chinese balloon thing behind. I was going to move on. And I do have a story I hope I can get to here in just a moment. But CNN, oh my goodness. The fact that we knew about this balloon was not because civilians in Montana spotted it, even though we all know that happened, and it was not revealed until civilians in Montana looked up and said, oh, look, that big white balloon's going across the sky, and it looks like it's, man, if I get my binoculars out, it looks like it's got all of this electronic stuff hanging from it. Yeah, well, no, that, no, uh-uh. It was because of Joe Biden. Listen to this from CNN. I just pulled this up during the commercial break. And see, this whole thing about, well, there were three of them during Trump, that makes no sense. It just makes no sense. Here's what CNN is saying in order to cover for Joe Biden. Let me quote. Past surveillance balloons were discovered at the beginning of the Biden administration because President Joe Biden directed the intelligence community to increase both our vigilance and the assets that were deploying to be able to detect Chinese efforts to spy against the United States, said National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Isn't that amazing? Joe Biden was able to get into a time machine and actually go back in time 3 to 5 years and detect balloons that came over the United States that were not detected when it happened. But because of the miraculous prowess of Joe Biden, we now know what happened in the sky that we didn't know before. Do they really want us to believe this? He went on, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, and I'm quoting again. Because the intelligence community made this a priority at the direction of President Biden, we enhanced our surveillance of our territorial airspace. We enhanced our capacity to be able to detect things that the Trump administration was unable to detect, Sullivan said at a Monday event with the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition. Quote, we were also able to go back and look at the historical patterns. And that led us to come to understand that during the Trump administration, as you said, there were multiple instances where the surveillance balloons traversed American airspace and American territory. But we would never have known it were it not for President Joe Biden. Oh, it almost makes me want to cry. Trump let these balloons go right over us, and Joe Biden, because of his miraculous powers, enabled the military to look back in time and detect balloons that went across our country when we didn't even know it. And you know the sad thing? Many, many Americans are going to read that and go, wow, I knew President Biden was wonderful, but I didn't know he possessed that kind of power. And we knew that Donald Trump was evil, but we didn't know that he just allowed Chinese balloons to willy-nilly float over America. Of course, nobody saw them. No airliners saw them. Do you realize how much of common sense you have to suspend to believe what National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said? There are thousands and thousands and thousands of airplanes in the air. By the way, dozens and dozens of commercial airliners saw this balloon. They saw it. It was at 60,000 feet. Airliners, 35,000, 40,000 feet. So we are supposed to believe that at least three Chinese balloons went completely across the country like this one did when Trump was president. Nobody saw it. No airline pilot saw it. No military jet saw it. No radar saw it. Sometimes I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid. This just defies any kind of common sense. And they honestly expect us to believe it. It is mind-blowing. It is. All right. This one story, really, really quick. Many of you recognize the name Bethany Hamilton. She is the professional surfer that lost an entire arm from a shark attack and in the hospital for a long time. And then she took up surfing. They made a movie about her life. I think it was Soul Surfer. She's written a couple books. She's an outspoken Christian. Well, she is still a professional surfer. I didn't know that. Well, the World Surf League just recently said trans women can surf against women. In other words, men pretending to be women can compete against women surfers in international competition. Bethany Hamilton said, "Not me. I'm not competing. I'll pull out. I refuse to compete because it's not fair, and I'm not going to compete." This is the ultimate answer. Women in sports need to say, "I'm not doing it." God bless Bethany Hamilton. May her tribe increase. And folks, have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.